1. Madison Darville wasn't really awake when the phone rang. She was in that delightful stage of half-sleep when the alarm had gone off, but the snooze button was on and she had a few minutes to lie lazily in the comfort of her bed before rising. Her phone was loud and strident. She rolled over, groping for it, swearing softly as it dropped to the floor and she had to lean down to get it, banging her head on the bedside table.
"Shit,"
she muttered, and was further humiliated when she realized she'd hit answer as she'd picked up the phone and the caller had heard her.
"Hello,"
she said, frowning. 7:33. Who was calling this early? She could hear a soft chuckle, and then someone clearing his throat.
"Madison?"
Inwardly, she groaned.
"Yes, Alfie."
Alfie Longdale was her assistant at the studio. She loved the fact that she had an assistant, and she loved Alfie. One day he was going to rule the world. His eye for detail was so exceptional.
"You don't have to come in this morning. In fact, you can't come in."
Her heart seemed to sink to her knees. Had someone suddenly decided she was really a fake? That despite her training, degree, and experience, she was just a kid who played at working on the movies?
"What? What?"
Alfie's voice became hushed.
"There was a murder last night. In the tunnel. Lord, Madison, Alistair Archer was arrested for murder. Some little starlet he had the hots for, they say her throat was slit from ear to ear. She's dead, Madison. And Eddie Archer's kid is saying that an Egyptian mummy, you know, the priest in the original Sam Stone movie, a monster, came down from one of the tableaux to commit the bloody carnage."
Alfie was being dramatic. He was dramatic. But right now, what he'd said wasn't registering. A mummy? A monster? Alfie had to be making it up. Monsters were what they did, what they created, quite frequently. Well, superheroes, giant rats for commercials, cute little pigs, and other such creatures. But horror was big. Horror movies could be reasonable in cost and make massive amounts of money.
"Alfie, is this..." "No, it is not some kind of joke. It is not a movie script. Madison, it's real. A woman was killed in our tunnel. Anyway, the crime scene units are there today, and Eddie Archer's closed the entire place. No one goes in until the police have finished with the tunnel. The security tapes, the studio, you name it. Anyway, I was up last night when it all hit the news, and Eddie Archer looked white. I mean, white as a ghost. When they showed him on film, he said he wants the police to have complete access to everything because he's going to find out what really happened. His son is not a murderer."
Alfie was telling the truth. As shocking as it was, she knew he was telling the truth. Madison felt her heart break for Eddie Archer. He was such a good man. Alistair was a good kid, too. Could he have snapped and killed someone? No, she couldn't accept that. He was too nice and decent, even shy.
"A monster," she repeated. "You mean the Egyptian priest? The killer from Sam Stone in The Curious Case of the Egyptian Museum?" "Exactly. Is that movie stuff or what? Everyone suspects The Unholy is a remake of that movie, but most people don't know for sure. And now, right in front of that tableau, a real murder. Anyway, I thought I'd call because if you show up at work, you'll be sent home. This way, you might be able to get some more sleep."
Madison wrinkled her face at the phone, as if she could convey her expression to Alfie. "What? Go back to sleep now?"
"Thanks, Alfie. Thanks for letting me know. I'm sure I'll get tons of extra sleep." "Keep me posted if you hear more,"
Alfie said. He seemed not to notice her sarcasm.
"Ditto,"
she said, and ended the call. She crawled out of bed, drawing an indignant meow from Ichabod, curled up at the foot of the bed.
"Sorry, my friend,"
she told the cat, hurrying out to the parlor of her old rented bungalow and switching on the TV, going from channel to channel until she found a news station covering the murder. The information Alfie had given her was true. The news showed the crime tape.